If you're looking to set up a Google Ads campaign for your business or for your client's business, there are certain steps you need to take in order to ensure the success of your Google Ads campaign. And these are steps that are crucial, you know, in terms of the kind of return on investment or return on ad spend that you get from your Google Ads. And it is at the core interests of most business to get a good return on their ad spend or a good return on their investment. So in this episode, we're going to go through some of the things that you have to look into or make sure you have done or, you know, make sure to do them in order to ensure, you know, a successful Google Ads campaign and a good return on ad spend. See you guys in a few seconds.
Welcome to the Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast helping aspiring entrepreneurs level up their marketing. Here's your host, Augustine. Let the class begin.
Hey guys, and welcome back to yet another episode on the Marketing Podcast, digital marketing tips and insights. And in today's episode, like I mentioned, we're going to talk about, you know, some of the steps that you need to look into when it comes to setting up a successful Google Ads campaign. Now, one of the things that you need to look at and, discuss, whether it's with your team or with your client, is the budget that is available for Google Ads, specifically for Google Ads, not what they're paying you as an agency, not what they're paying, you as an independent contractor, what is currently available, you know, to be spent specifically on Google Ads. Because one of the things, one of the things that you need to realize is budget will affect the kind of channels or assets that you're able to take advantage of when it comes to Google Ads. Now, if you didn't know, Google Ads is quite broad. You know, there are very, various channels and assets that Google offers when it comes to advertising on their platform. You know, one being, search campaigns, another one being video campaigns, you know, essentially YouTube, you know, another one being performance marks, another one being display. So they have, various, campaigns and routes that, and channels that you can use when it comes to Google Ads, and budget will affect which channels you're going to use. So that has to be part of the discussion. Now, the other thing is the overall goal of the business. You know, what are you looking to achieve? You know, what kind of return are you looking to achieve? You know, how does this, reflect to the overall sales target? Because essentially, for most businesses, Google Ads will play an important lead generation role, and for other businesses, it'll affect directly their bottom line, which is their revenue. For example, an e-commerce store that sells products on their platform, running an ad campaign, will lead directly into sales. So you have to look at what are the goals of the business in terms of revenue, in terms of sales. How is that supposed to reflect in terms of lead generation? So that's a discussion that you need to have either internally as a team, with the marketing team, or with, the agency that you're working with. That's a discussion that needs to happen. Now, the other thing, also to consider is, now, what are your competitors doing? Now, that's one of the research that you need to do. Say, for example, you're selling cosmetics, right? You need to have a look at, what other, e-commerce cosmetic shops are doing. What channels are they using? Are they running such campaigns? Are they running shopping campaigns? Are they doing video campaigns? If you're into property, look at what, real estate companies, how are they advertising themselves? So you need to do sort of like a competitor analysis to understand what your competitors are doing and test on that, because essentially whatever your competitors are doing is most likely that it's also working for them, right? So you testing out means it might also work for you. So those are one of the few things that you need to do your research on. What are the channels or Google Ads assets that they are using? and testing your creatives, testing your campaign on those assets, right? Other thing you want to do is, you know, do a proper keyword research, right? And keyword research, because, you know, when it comes to Google, you know, you can do, you know, targeting on various forms, but one of the key forms is keyword, and, you know, figuring out what are sort of like the keywords that your target audience are typing in when they're looking for, you know, a solution that your product or your service has to offer, right? So you have to do a very comprehensive keyword research on that. The other thing is, once you've done, you know, your competitor analysis, to look at how many channels you can test, right? Because it's all about testing and being open to, you know, testing and iterating. And that's the thing about advertising, is there is no one way fits all kind of category. You have to do a lot of testing. So testing one channel, you know, seeing if it works, testing a different one. Let's say if you're doing a search campaign, you know, testing out also shopping campaign. Let's say if you're an e-commerce, testing also video, you know, seeing what works and iterating, you know, very quickly, you know, gathering data points, etc. Which also brings me to one of the crucial steps that a lot of, you know, people tend to miss out. And that's very crucial, especially when it comes to performance marketing. And that is tagging. Tagging, when it comes to conversion tracking, you need to have a proper way of measuring conversion. And that means that you need to have the proper tags set up. You need to have your, you know, Google Analytics 4 linked up to your Google Ads account, linked up to your Google's Tags Manager, and, you know, your website also linked up, and that you are tracking the necessary metrics. Well, you know, whether that's, you know, signups, whether that's, you know, conversions, you know, button clicks, page views, etc., phone calls. You need to have those things set up so that, you know, also Google can understand what exactly is a conversion to you and for you. And that also, you know, improves on the efficiency of the ads, because now Google is able to, you know, collect data on, you know, audiences that are more likely to take part in that conversion that you're trying to track. And also it helps from, you know, a performance point of view, you know, understanding which, you know, campaigns are working for you, you know, what's your ROAS. It's much easier to track it if you have, you know, tagging set properly. And that will also help in terms of making informed decision on whether to increase budget, decrease budget, you know, iterate and, you know, change, you know, to a different campaign, etc. So basically, those are some of the few things that you need to, you know, check and make sure, you know, when you're setting up your Google Ads campaign, and to ensure that you see success and a very good, you know, return on ad spend when it comes to advertising. If you're looking to advertise your business or your service, you can reach out to us, you know, hello@serverdigital.io, or head on to serverdigital.io and reach out to us, and we'll help you, you know, get started and advertise and grow your business. But until then, see you guys on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marketing Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time, class dismissed.